This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
This is the Kona Edge. I am still Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. Thank you for joining me today. And if this is the first podcast of the Kona Edge you're listening to, welcome. It's good to have you on board. What took you so long? But no, seriously, it's amazing to have you with us. And if you're one of the regulars, welcome back. I hope you're well today. And it is Tuesday as we record this. We are into the second week of 2018, and I am so stoked. I need to confess something here. So I mentioned at the beginning of last week that there's some big things need to change over 2018. I've got some big goals. One of them is being able to go full-time into the Kona Edge. I want to pack in my job. So I've asked for a bit of help, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about Project Get Me Out of the Cubicle for 2018. But the other thing that I've set in stone is I just need to take some time for myself. I need to work less and train more, because 2017 was horrendous as far as training goes. I didn't get to do one race. I've entered a race, one race so far in 2018, and it's a biggie. I'm going to be doing another Ironman this year, so that's the good news. And the even better news, and I know we're only 8 days into the year, but I haven't missed a day's training yet. So I did miss one session. That was my swim session last week, Friday, and that was because it had been so long since I had swum that I couldn't find my goggles the night before. Good news is I did find my goggles. I got to swim yesterday, but I changed that swim out for a run on Friday, and I haven't missed a session a day this year so far. So I was up at 20 past four this morning, and I was on the bicycle by 20 to 5. And had an amazing 2.5 hour ride, and I was home by 7 a.m., which is brilliant. Our kids are still on school holidays, but from next week they do go back. So I'm getting back into routine, and that means I can put in a two and a half hour rides on a Tuesday and a Thursday morning and still be back in time to take the kids to school. So that is good news. Thumbs up for that. We've also, just a quick heads up, got some exciting news coming up in the next day or two. Make sure you listen to the podcast. I mentioned it last week as well. If you head over to thekonaedge.com/challenge, we've got a brand returning, doing some work with us this year. They've got some exciting news to share, and that's coming up later on this week. But coming up on today's podcast, we're talking nutrition, and we touch base with Jackie Cronin. Getting to Kona requires a lot more than passion and hard work. This is where expert coaching plays a large part in filling in the gaps through better programming, education, effective communication, key analysis, and then adapting useful metrics to allow athletes to develop into the best they can be. Performance by Three have helped countless athletes from all over the world achieve their endurance dreams at the Ironman World Championships by following tried and tested scientific methodology and implementing successful long-term training techniques, achieving a healthy, happy, and competitive athlete. Not ready for Kona just yet, but want to crush your next endurance race? Performance by Three have a strictly limited group that they take on every year towards their key events through their Breakthrough Performance Program, providing the athlete with every facet they need to PR in their goal event. Initial consultations are obligation-free, so why not check them out to see if they're the right fit for you? Simply head over to pb3.com.au to find out more. That's pb3.com.au, or simply visit thekonaedge.com/coaching for more details. Let's head back to Illinois to talk some nutrition here on the Kona Edge today. Jackie Cronin joining us once again. Jackie, welcome back. We haven't spoken too much about nutrition in our prior chats. How big a role does it play in the overall scheme of things when it comes to triathlon for you?
Oh, this is a tough one. How big of a role does it play? I know it plays a big role, but you wouldn't know it based on the way I eat.
Tell me more. I know you mentioned chocolate in a prior chat as well. What's the deal with your nutrition? Is it something you're struggling to dial in, or are you not that sort of? Just tell me about what's going on and what do you struggle with?
Well, I'm definitely not a type A triathlete, that's for sure. As a full-time nanny the last two summers while I was training for my first two Ironman, I ate what the kids ate. And some families that I was with ate pretty healthy. But for the most part, you know, it's chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, and it's summer. So you have slushies and ice cream every day. So that's what I ate. I lived off Chipotle. I had that at like 10 o'clock every night when I was done riding. So that was probably the only and healthiest food choice I made all summer.
I was going to say, Chipotle,
this year,
you could do worse.
Right, right. It's for fast food. It is pretty great. this year has been the absolute worst when it comes to nutrition. We've been traveling, living out of this van, and I haven't spent more than 3 days in a row in my own home. So I've never bothered to buy groceries because I'm always on the go, on the road. Our office is in the middle of nowhere in Illinois, so I can't really get food between here and there. I could do it. It takes a whole lot of meal prep and planning, and that's just not been a priority this year. So it's been a lot of, you know, Doritos and Cheez-Its and granola bars and things I can get at a gas station for food. Taco Bell is always a good one. People are probably cringing.
I was just thinking, I don't think we've had this many fast food joints mentioned on one episode of the Kona Edge ever.
Oh, yeah. Wendy's. I could name just every fast food place. That's what I've been eating all year. Chipotle and Qdoba when I can find them. Obviously, they're amazing. A lot of Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper. My favorites are Monster and Red Bull, that's for sure.
You sound like you're not winning this nutrition battle, Jackie.
Oh, no. No. I've been home for 3 days in a row, though, and it's been pretty great. I made myself a smoothie and only had ice cream once a day. So I'm off to a better start.
You mentioned how difficult it is to be on the road and traveling for work. And this is it. I mean, especially if you're living out of hotels and motels and you're not in your own bed and you don't have access to a kitchen, the struggle is real. And as much as we joke about it, you're not alone in this quest. There's a lot of triathletes who are in this situation. And obviously, you struggling with sort of dialing this in. What changes do you think you need to make? And how can you do it if you're on the road?
Yeah, it's something I've struggled with a lot. And every couple days I get really motivated and think, all right, I'm going to buy food and pack it for the week. And, you know, one thing happens or you're in the car for 2 days in a row with no refrigerator and it goes out the door or different things. So what I need to change now, honestly, I don't even know. Trying to stay away from fast food to start, or even at gas stations, there are healthy choices and Starbucks has some great salads with quinoa and chicken, things like that. So I've learned where to find healthier options. Sometimes a little more driving or takes a little more time to get there and we're usually in a rush. So just, it's going to take more time planning and thinking ahead.
Yeah. I mean, Jackie, if I could, I mean, I don't generally give advice on the podcast, but I've struggled nutrition wise over many years. I've got serious weight issues and have had serious weight issues from getting into the sport. And one of the things that I've learned is it's a decision, and it's just as easy to eat well as it is to eat poorly. Especially if you're on the road and you need to stop, it's a decision. You either stop at a Wendy's or you could stop, as you say, at a Starbucks and pick up one of those salads. So as much as it's not always easy, but you're right. The planning is key, and just making the decision, and that's it. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. The last 3 months, I've really noticed it's impacted a lot of areas of my life. I felt really tired and I know it's my diet. And I have no appetite anymore. So I've really, really struggled with that. I think it's just been, I'm a picky eater. And when I can't find something I didn't like, I didn't eat anything. There was just nothing to eat sometimes when we were on the road. And then you wait for hours and it's a huge meal and then I'm not really hungry anymore. And over time, I feel like I have no appetite. So even when I have a great meal and food, I just have a really hard time eating it. And I've been the girl who eats like a whole box of donuts or, you know, I'll eat my bowl of Chipotle and then finish everyone else's because they only ate 3 bites and now I'm the one that's eating 4 bites and I'm like, I'm full and it's embarrassing.
Well, Jackie Cronin, I'm challenging you to get it sorted.
Thank you.
Yeah, and this is coming from someone whose idea of a balanced diet was a donut in each hand. So I feel you. I know exactly where you're coming from. Jackie, it's been amazing catching up. Thank you so much for sharing your story and journey here on the Cone Edge. Best of luck in Cozumel. I hope it all sort of works out and you get that next qualification slot and then go and smash on the big island next year and get yourself a podium.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that'll get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. And that is about a wrap for today's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Before I go, we got another iTunes review, and this time from Alan Lloyd in the US. Alan saying, I'm new to listening to triathlon podcasts and came across the Kona Edge. This is my favorite out of all of them. Some very short, some longer. I get a lot of information and inspiration from them. Keep up the good work. Maybe one day I can qualify for Kona. I'm planning on doing my first Ironman, full Ironman in 2019. And I'll be listening in to help me improve all my aspects of triathlon training. Thank you. Well, Alan, thank you for leaving that review for us on the iTunes. If you haven't done it yet, please do. It literally only takes a couple of seconds of your time. And you, I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but you have no idea how much those iTunes reviews help us. So if you haven't done it yet, please do. It bumps us up the rankings and gets us in front of more eyeballs in what is the Google of podcasts, iTunes. So please do. I know I asked for a lot of things here on the podcast. This one's not going to cost you a cent. All it's going to cost you is probably 60 seconds of your time, and I would appreciate it massively. And if you want, you can leave your social sort of handles if you're on Twitter or Instagram, and I'll send you a shout out as well. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, it would be massively, massively appreciated. Until tomorrow, you have yourself a brilliant rest of your Tuesday, and we'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.